And the crowds that went before him and those that followed kept crying out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And today, we see Christ's triumphant entrance into the city of Jerusalem. He comes in riding upon an ass and a colt to fulfill the scriptures back into the holy city. The ass is there, and it represents the Jewish people. He starts out upon this beast of burden. These are the people who have long been subjected under the law. They have long been the people of God. And so, that ass, that older animal, experienced and well-worn with the burden of labor, represents them. Yet at a point, Christ switches over from the ass to the colt. This child of the ass, this beast which has never been ridden by any man, this youngling, and he continues on upon this animal. It represents the Gentiles, those who have never been subjected to the law yet. Yet soon will become the faithful followers of the Lord. The switch from one to another is important. It is prophetical and it is symbolic. Because to come is to be the rejection of the Jewish people. Christ, who is their Messiah, the long-awaited one whom they have prayed and longed for, they will cast aside in a few days' time. And so it will be the Gentiles that soon take their place and will be adopted as God's people and become docile and faithful. This switch is what we witness during the week. It is because of the power of the people which moves the hearts of the Jews, rather than the power of God. The power of the rabble conquers what is true and right. Today, the multitude of the Jews who have come to Jerusalem to celebrate the holy feast of the Passover greet our Lord as their rightful King. They cry out with great joy, Hosanna to the Son of David. They lay down their own coats. They lay down branches of palms. They recognize in doing so that they are not worthy not to have Christ's feet upon their soil, but even the beast that bears him touch their ground. He is their King, and they welcome him with great joy and triumph. They show their own worthiness of the Lord and their appreciation, and they follow him faithfully in his moment of glory. Yet we know what transgresses afterwards. In a few short days, these very same people will cry out again. But this time, they cry out not in praise, but in rage, worked into a fever pitch by the Pharisees. They cry out not Hosanna, but instead crucify him. They welcome not his presence amongst them, but instead the murderer Barabbas is taken into their midst. They crown their king not with gold and diadems, but with a shameful and sharp piercing crown of thorns. They no longer place palms beneath his feet, but instead they cut down the whole tree and place it upon his back. They see for his blood, not as a laver of salvation, but to rain down as a curse upon them and for generations to come. Theirs is a fickle voice. The mob, it shifts directions so swiftly, so easily, and they betray their king and God. Look around you today. Society is the same. The mob voice rules. Society rejects what was once treasured before. Truth, God, prayer, morality, goodness. These are all cast aside. Today, instead of God, the Creator and truth himself, he is rejected. Nature is flipped upon its head. God has made a mistake. Man is now woman, and woman man. Truth is irrelevant. Death of the innocent somehow is a promotion of life. Debauchery in all its forms is praised, and it is paraded, and is considered proud. All the while, virtue and family are mocked and constrained. They lie to your face and call it the news, while those who point out the truth are censored as conspiracy theorists. We give peace prizes to the greatest promoters of war, and an Antichrist sits on a throne and pretends to be the vicar. The world has thrown Christ off of the ass and into the dung heap, and instead, it lays down the preparation for his ape. The rabble's voice rises to its fever pitch. And the question we must ask ourselves here on Palm Sunday is, where is our voice? Where do we stand? Do we silently and begrudgingly accept what is now paraded out as the quote new normal? Do we hide from standing out as the one who goes against the mob, like the apostles hid themselves in the upper room? Or do we stand firm and strong with what we know to be true and good and righteous, imitating Our Lady, imitating Saint John, imitating the Magdalene, and allow ourselves to be seen by all who may look as those who stand out as unwaveringly supporting God? This is what truly stands at the heart of Holy Week. Christ is vilified and crucified, but it is for our sins and our redemption. Do we cast the insult? Do we support it by silence? Or do we find ourselves amongst the beloved, the few, who stand strong against the rabble? May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.